Coming up on KUCB News, an odd landing at the Unalaska airport, and finally, a funding option for the major city dock renovation. Stay tuned.
Local News is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Wednesday, February 15th, 2017. A small airplane landed on its belly yesterday at the Unalaska airport. No one aboard was injured, but the accident shut down the runway for about 4 hours. Returning from Macoun Island, the Grant Aviation plane touched down without landing gear around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. That's according to a statement by the Alaska State Troopers. The pilot and two passengers exited safely and declined medical attention, but the aircraft, a Super King Air 200, sat on the runway with bent propeller blades for several hours before officials could bring a crane to move it. Grant Aviation didn't immediately return calls for comment, but a mechanic at the airport said he didn't know why the plane came down without landing gear. The runway sustained minimal damage, according to a spokesperson for the Alaska Department of Transportation. The extent of damage to the plane is still unclear. Troopers and the DOT are now investigating the cause of the accident, according to the Unalaska Department of Public Safety. After nearly 10 years, Unalaska has taken one of the final steps in making the Unalaska Marine Center a reality, and that's finding financing for the $44 million dock renovation. Mayor Frank Kelty pushed the project forward at a city council meeting last night after councilors split over whether to partner with the Alaska Bond Bank Authority. Kelty broke the tie and voted to authorize the sale of city bonds worth $35 million, which will be shopped to investors for startup cash. That money will help replace two aging docks and resurface the entire dock face. The goal is to create more flat, usable space for handling cargo safely, something Kelty says the city needs urgently.
When I look at position 3 and 4 and the situation with the wooden T dock, I'm not going to say it's going to fall in tomorrow, but one major ship slamming into it or the ferry boat, we could have a major failure.
The renovation should take only 2 years, but Unalaska will be paying back investors for 25. City officials say they expect to make annual payments of more than $2 million, assuming an interest rate around 4%. During public comments, Gene McCarron of American President Lines expressed concern about the project. McCarron says new docks will encourage the city to compete against private shipping companies like APL and Matson, which could hurt the island's overall economy. He's also worried port revenue isn't high enough for Unalaska to break even after construction.
But I would like you, as a council member, as a citizen responsible for making sure that we are not creating a project that's going to bury the city, that you look at the financials.
Former Mayor Shirley Marcourt says the cost makes her toes curl, but she believes upgrades are necessary if Dutch Harbor wants to remain a linchpin port for locals and global trade.
The dock for the city, the public dock, is the bread and butter of a community that exists on maritime trade and seafood. And we also know that we've turned people away so many times in the past. We've got a barge doing donuts for 2 or 3 days just waiting to get them to the dock so we can get export cargo off, homes, cars, stuff for businesses here in town.
The city council will have one more chance to back out of the project, which will open for bids soon. The bond sale is scheduled for April, giving councilors an opportunity to step down if they're not happy with contractors' offers. Meanwhile, councilors have upheld the mayor's veto in a dispute over city staffing needs. Kelty overrode the council last month when they voted to prioritize adding staff at the Department of Public Safety over hiring a full-time building inspector. Unalaska probably won't be able to afford it all, but Kelty says the island needs an inspector to enforce city ordinances.
We're a growing community. I think we need to have this person online. The manager, I've asked him about the nuisance issues that we have in this community. He doesn't have the manpower to address it.
In a surprising reversal, the majority of councilors agreed to consider adding the position, even if the city can't afford to hire anyone for another year or two. The council unanimously voted against the option last month, but supported it yesterday in a 4-2 vote. The city council will continue working on budget priorities at the next regular session, February 28th. Unalaskans could soon pay double the sales tax when buying alcohol and tobacco if voters approve the hike at the next municipal election. The city council added the measure to the October ballot at a meeting last night, when councilors unanimously agreed to send the issue before voters. The measure would raise sales tax on alcohol and tobacco from 3% to 6%. That increase would also apply to marijuana sales, if the island ever develops a commercial pot industry. The council has discussed raising the tax since fall, when Unalaska voters overturned their ban on commercial marijuana, setting off a new round of regulations. Councilors say the revenue will help offset the cost of city services that are strained by excessive alcohol and marijuana consumption, such as emergency response. The measure needs a simple majority to pass at the polls. If approved, the new sales tax will go into effect November 1st. Is Alaska on the honor system for its energy grid and water systems? According to the American Society for Civil Engineers, the answer is no. The professional organization graded Alaska's infrastructure for the first time, releasing the report card last week, and while the state didn't ace anything, it could always be worse. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
On average, the rest of the country is sitting at a D+ for things like bridges, roads, and water systems. It makes Alaska's GPA look pretty good. We scored an overall C. But Greg Kinney, with the Alaska branch of the American Society of Civil Engineers, says we're not off the hook yet.
It's a mediocre grade. Looking at it from a positive light, as a parent, you say to your child that you can do better.
Falling into that mediocre group is Alaska's energy grid. It scored a C- for reasons you might expect. Parts of rural Alaska still run on diesel. But there are other areas dragging down Alaska's overall GPA, like the marine highway system, ports and harbors, and access to clean drinking water, all Ds.
A D represents significant elements of the system being at risk of failure or nearing failure.
According to the report card, more than 30 rural communities have no centralized water or wastewater systems, and Kinney thinks those that do could benefit from more routine maintenance. But if Alaska has one thing going for it, Kinney says it's that the state infrastructure was built from decades worth of oil money, so it's relatively new.
This is really what we're trying to achieve here, is how can we get newer infrastructure to actually stay new.
And as the state grapples with a multi-billion dollar hole to fill because of oil, Kinney's organization realizes that could be a challenge. He says they support measures like increasing the state's motor fuel tax to help Alaska's infrastructure make the grade. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.
U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski wants to bolster the nation's volcano monitoring system. On Monday, Murkowski helped introduce a bill that would modernize existing monitoring networks and create a 24/7 watch office to keep an eye on active volcanoes across the country. It would also create a connected system, the National Volcano Early Warning System, where information from America's 5 volcano observatories would live. Even though the Alaska Volcano Observatory is one of the busiest in the world, the Senate Energy Committee says it's been underfunded for almost 3 decades. There's no estimate for how much this proposal might cost. This is the 4th time Murkowski has introduced legislation to enhance volcano monitoring. None have become law. The current bill is also sponsored by senators from Washington State and Hawaii. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.